Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Public education faces a lot of challenges, and one of them is creating a learning environment where low-income students can succeed. Now, California thinks it may have found a fix, giving schools with large numbers of at-risk students more state funding and more control over how to spend that money. Education reporter Anna Tintakalis from member station KQED in San Francisco wanted to find out whether the extra money is actually reaching one group of high-need students, English language learners, kids who speak English as a second language. So she camped out at one school, Oak Ridge Elementary in Sacramento, where the community is at odds over how much money is being spent.
Everybody say red.
Red.
Red. Sound red.
I'm sitting with a handful of first graders on a rainbow-colored rug as they focus on Catherine Craig, the reading specialist here. She points to letters on flashcards.
Oh, oh.
Sound I.
Most of the kids speak Spanish at home. Here, they get 45 minutes of intense instruction 4 days a week on the basics of the English language.
It's very scientific. You know, it's almost like sort of a doctor who gives a test and you see what the prescription is, and then there's a lot of repetition. You know, I've been teaching this program for 5 years and I always see students make a ton of growth.
That's why she was shocked when she learned the program will be cut next year. Mrs. Craig will not come back, which still leaves her a little speechless.
I feel really lucky to have been here, that this is a really great school. I mean, I guess it's hard for me to say. I guess I just feel that, you know, I don't know.
Under California's new way of handing out money to schools, Oak Ridge is getting a burst of extra state funding for its English learners every year. But a big chunk of the funding is paying for the school's assistant principal, not for trained language specialists. It's an example of how local spending decisions for at-risk kids are creating a backlash.
It is a population that's really near and dear to my heart.
Stephanie Smith teaches fourth grade at Oak Ridge and worries school leaders here are simply funding existing people in programs without exploring other ways to really help English learners succeed. She says hiring specialists is key.
A book that's collecting dust on my shelf because it's a glossy, cool curriculum is not going to make a difference. But systematically figuring out where we're going to put our human resources is where I see the valuing of our English learners.
Spell it and?
And use each word in a sentence.
Okay, so say it out loud to help your brain.
I used to be 8 years old.
Smith works with 9-year-old Alicia Hernandez in her classroom. She says Alicia is part of a hidden population of English learners in public schools. They may speak English conversationally, but academically they're not proficient. They're also not proficient in their native language, so they're stuck. In the classroom next door, another one of those hidden English learners struggles with her writing.
My name is Kenya Vargas Cepeda. I'm in fourth grade.
Kenya was born in Mexico and went to preschool there. Like many English learners, she often feels lost in class.
When I was little, I used to have lots of imagination in my head, and I used to have all these ideas to write about, but I don't know what happened, but my thoughts aren't that good anymore, and I don't really know what to write down.
It's kind of scary for me.
That's April Ibarra, Kenya's mother.
She doesn't have that extra support that was once there. So who's going to help her? Who's going to be there for her when she's struggling? Until people understand fully what English language learners need, how their education can be affected if it's not given the support that it needs, then our children are in for trouble.
I sat down with Oak Ridge principal Daniel Roletti to understand why he eliminated their full-time language specialists to fund the assistant principal. He argues the assistant principal helps manage students' behavior problems, which is extremely important because students can focus on learning and educators can focus on teaching. And he adds their classroom teachers do have the training and skills to help English learners.
When you deal with the reality of the community that we serve, I feel we are providing the highest quality education that we can for our students and our families, and I feel they genuinely appreciate it and love us for that.
But all of these spending decisions are a gamble, and the community is on edge. The only way to find out if the more than 500 students here will benefit is to wait and see.
Anna Tintakala sent us that report. She's education reporter for member station KQED in San Francisco.